Hello and welcome to Serene Reflections, a podcast of Dharma Talks from the Wallawa Buddhist Temple. I am Reverend Clarissa Beattie, a Zen monk and Buddhist priest from the mountains of Northeast Oregon, where we practice contemplative meditation, the Chan of Bodhidharma, the Zen of Dogen, the Serene Reflection Meditation of Reverend Master G.U. Kennett. You are invited to let yourself grow naturally still, to let go of the world for a while. Join us in listening in sound, in listening in stillness, turning within to listen from the heart that seeks the way. The following is Reverend Master Daizui McPhillamy's understanding of the Buddhist precepts from many years of wholehearted practice, wise teaching, and careful reflection. It has been excerpted and adapted slightly for recitation at the Wallawa Buddhist Temple from his booklet, The Eightfold Path of Buddhism, published by the Order of Buddhist Contemplatives in 2001, used with permission. Read by me, Reverend Clarissa Beattie, at the Wallawa Buddhist Temple in 2021. The 16 Buddhist Precepts. The Buddhist precepts form a guide to how to live one's life so as to make every action accord with enlightenment. While at first glance precepts can appear to be rigid rules of conventional morality, in fact, they are guides to liberation. Taken as descriptions of enlightened behavior, rather than simply proscriptions against evil acts, they lead to the signs of wisdom, charity, tenderness, benevolence, and empathy, rather than to guilt, shame, or self-blame. The Three Treasures Precept. The three refuges shared by all Buddhists are the first and most general precept of all. I take refuge in the Buddha. I entrust my life to the guidance of both the Buddhas who have appeared in this world and to the Buddha nature within. I take refuge in the Dharma. I go for direction to the teachings of all those who have walked this way before me. I take refuge in the Sangha. I seek the advice and wise counsel of those who share the love of truth and commitment to the Eightfold Path. When taken together as one ongoing precept, as one unified way of life, the three refuges will guide and harmonize our understanding of all the other precepts. If any one of them is left out, our training is like a stool with only two legs, unstable and sure to fall flat. The Three Pure Precepts. These offer a means of interpretation for the specific precepts to follow and guidance in situations where no specific precept seems to apply or where precepts seem to conflict. I will cease from evil. First and foremost, it is my wish to harm no living thing. I will ask in the innermost place of my heart, is what I am about to do a harmful thing, a thing which places any separation between a being and the unborn? Is it a thing which is to be abstained from, an unwise thing? In one sense, evil does not exist. There are only unwise actions done in ignorance and confusion. I pray that I may not do any such thing, whether to myself, others, or the world. I will do only good. It is my sincere wish to do only that which accords with the truth. I will ask in the innermost place of my heart, is what I am about to do fitting, suitable, a thing to be done? Does it tend toward liberation? This is the good that goes beyond the opposites of good and evil. I will do good for others. I pray that my every act will be of true benefit and that I may never inadvertently create conditions which may lead others to do harm. I will ask in the innermost place of my heart, is what I am about to do truly of use? Is it a fit offering? Does it accord with the purification of my heart? If we can honestly say that in any matter of importance we have considered carefully these three pure precepts, then we can rest in the knowledge that we have done our best. And that is all which Buddhism ever asks of us. Mistakes will still be made, of course, for we are human. But they will have been made with a pure heart, and in the big perspective, that matters. There are many ways to consult the quiet, still, innermost place of the heart. Each of us must do this honestly, as best we can. There are no formulas, no easy answers. Never trivialize the three pure precepts. The 10 Great Precepts. These 10 are specific guidelines for the Buddhist life as undertaken by the Zen trainee. When they become our blood and bones, we are a true child of Buddha. When we deliberately ignore any of them, we create a separation between ourselves and the family of Buddha. I will refrain from killing. Since all beings are one within the Buddha mind, how could I willingly cut off the life of any creature? I will refrain from stealing. Since it is my true wish to give up all attachments, how could I willingly grasp after anything which is not freely given? I will refrain from abusing sexuality. Since physical affection is a deep expression of love, and love is an aspect of the unborn, how could I willingly debase this sacred love by merely gratifying my desires in a way which uses, harms, betrays, or abuses anyone? I will refrain from speaking untruthfully. Since my heart's desire is to be one with truth, how could I willingly deceive anyone by any means whatsoever? I will refrain from selling the wine of delusion. Since clear awareness is the door to enlightenment, how could I willingly hinder the way for anyone by enticing them into partaking of substances, ideologies, false beliefs, or anything whatsoever which befuddles or intoxicates? I will refrain from speaking against others. Since it is my wish to live by the compassion within my heart, how could I willingly speak hurtfully or disparagingly about anyone? I will refrain from being proud of myself and belittling others. Since the false notion of self is the very thing I seek to abandon, how could I willingly inflate it with pride, much less do so through seeking to denigrate others? I will refrain from holding back in giving either dharma or wealth. Since charity is the first sign of enlightened action, how could I practice stinginess in any form whatsoever? I will refrain from indulging anger. Since it is my heart's wish to let the love within it flow forth unboundedly, how could I hold on to and nourish angers and resentments which may arise, much less act openly upon them to cause harm? I will refrain from defaming the three treasures. Since these are my refuge and the very way, how could I turn from them myself, much less cause doubt about them to arise in others? Those who make a life of right speech, action, and livelihood find that they become more aware of their own spiritual heart. Those who ignore them find that a coarsening and closing off occurs, both in their spiritual life and in relationships to other people. When we practice the precepts, we train from our outward actions towards inward peace. Just as when we practice meditation and mindfulness, we train from our inward acts of mind toward outward harmony with the universe. Thank you for joining us in listening to Serene Reflections from the Heart That Seeks the Way. To learn more about this practice, including more about how to meditate, you are invited to visit our website at walawabuddhisttemple.org. Here, in the Kanzan Shrine of our meditation hall, we offer the merit of our practice of serene reflection meditation to all beings, including you, wherever you may be.